And welcome to What's Up Noop Radio Edition here on a Wednesday hump day. It is 71 degrees here in the city by the sea. Our forecast was just for a mild 67. We're looking at mainly clear and mild this evening with a low of 57. Tomorrow, nice, with intervals of clouds and sunshine, high of 68. Friday, breezy with clouds, breaks of sun, high of 65. Saturday, 66. Sunday, 63. You know who else is nice with intervals of something good to say, smart to say, good to listen to say? Mr. Frank Prozitz.
Oh, here I am.
Here you are. Hey, before we dive into whatever nice things you're going to say today, let me give an update. In the last hour, I mentioned that there was a military plane that had crashed in Georgia. The plane that crashed is from Puerto Rico. The military plane involved in today's crash is from Puerto Rico. Georgia Department of Defense spokesperson Desiree Bamba tells CNN. Five people were on board the aircraft. The air conditions are unknown, Bamba said. Bamba says the plane was not associated with Georgia National Guard. So Air Force, let's see here. It's weird. It's not in there. CNN is reporting that it is a U.S. Air Force has confirmed that a U.S. Air National Guard C-130 crashed in Georgia, but they're saying it's not ours. So it's not from Georgia, so it must be from another state. Another state's National Guard. So a little bit of confusion there. But military cargo plane crashes in Georgia. Yeah. Reports of five people on board. Conditions unknown at this time. One of the national stories that we're watching for you here on this beautiful Wednesday. How are you, Mr. Prozitz?
I'm doing fine.
I haven't talked to you in a while.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. It's been,
7 minutes. Yes.
Yeah. Lots of things going on, you know.
There is. For a warm summer-like day, there's, you know, you wake up in the morning in this business, and you're like, all right, what do I have to do today? And then something comes up, and, you know, when you're a small operation, and all of a sudden you just throw everything out, you bring the dog back in the house, and you start working.
So I learned a long time ago there's no such thing as a slow news day. It is every day brings its full pack of stuff going on, and you know, we are, Ryan, it is right through the November election. Every day is going to be a challenge. We've got, and you know, it's not just Rhode Island. We have 9 candidates for governor right now, probably 10.
And I did a recap, a roundup today on What's Up Noop. That was on my plans today. And you and or I, mostly you, have sat down with 7 of those candidates.
Right.
Number 8 will be in next Tuesday,
right,
Mr. Brown. And number 9 has not responded to our requests.
Remaining elusive,
yes,
and sometimes non-transparent.
So if you want to listen to those podcasts, I have a nice little roundup today on the website, whatsupnoop.com, and you can click on your candidate. Mm-hmm. And as I noted in the story, it's not the last time that we'll talk to him before September or November.
You know, and what we tried to do in these first interviews was to really let people know who they are. It's not about challenging them so much, maybe talking about some of the issues, But clearly trying to get feel for the character of these individuals, what they stand for, and why they are candidates, and they're interesting. It's a pretty interesting variety of people who are running for office. The big hill that all these gubernatorial candidates have to climb is financial. Governor Raimondo has $4.3 million. I heard another rumor this morning. Here's one for you. Here's a rumor that comes out of the southern part of our state, apparently being repeated by a number of people, that Governor Raimondo is going to switch gears and run for U.S. Senate against Sheldon Whitehouse.
She has not publicly announced that she's running for governor.
And if you look at, I have a hard time believing that, because I also understand that she and Whitehouse are sharing headquarters in Providence. And Lincoln Chafee has announced or has said he plans to run for Senate.
So many rumors, schmoomers.
Well, then you had Brown, who was running as an independent, who has shifted over to running as a Democrat. You've had a series of meetings going on, lunch meetings, other kinds of meetings, and people being asked to run for different positions, people being strong-armed, people being... This is a bizarre period of time. Filing isn't until June. We'll learn then. Sheldon Whitehouse has close to $3 million in his account, not as much as the governor. We know that the governor in the past has had eyes on the U.S. Senate. Sheldon Whitehouse has been making a pretty good name for himself in the Senate. He's been out there out front. So that's just another one of the rumors out there. And we'll see where that one goes. But we hope to have the governor on. We've reached out to her campaign. And hopeful that that she'll be on. But each one of these candidates offers something different. And each one of these candidates offers something, I think, positive if you look through the things that they talk about. And then, hopefully somebody at the end of the day is smart enough to incorporate all the ideas and move the state forward a little bit.
Well, what's nice is when we have politicians that just come out and when you ask them on it, they put it right out there and say, yep, I am rerunning for re-election, yep. And that one person is Senator Dawn Oyer, and she has announced that she'll be rerunning for District 13, Newport and Jamestown, and we brought you that news earlier today on whatsupnoop.com, and Senator Oyer will join us here on the program when we come back on What's Up Noop Radio Edition.
When you pay your insurance bill, do you actually know what you're covered for? Is it one of the biggest expenses you have? Whether for personal or business protection, purchasing insurance can be a confusing and expensive proposition. The experienced staff at Newport Insurance will search the insurance marketplace for you and provide the best options available for your business or personal needs. Give them a call, stop by their office on East Main Road in Middletown, or visit their website. Newport Insurance would welcome the opportunity to work with you. As a community-based business, Newport Insurance has been and will continue to be very supportive of youth programs and sports on Aquidneck Island. As part of that support, they are very proud to be a sponsor of local high school and Salve Regina sporting events on WADK, a broadcast tradition for more than 45 years. Newport Insurance wishes the best of luck to all our local teams this season. Newport Insurance. Visit their website at newportinsuranceagency.com.
Thinking about a kitchen remodel? Hate the drab colors, old cabinets, Formica countertops? You know what I mean. My husband and I wanted to move closer to the radio stations, so we purchased a place on the island. The kitchen was what they call builder grade. No frills, no extras, but the space was relatively small, and I couldn't see how in the world we'd be able to change the layout to make the space work better, as well as upgrade the finishes. That was until I visited the design center at Humphreys Building Supply in Tiverton. We worked with the two on-site professionals, Dennis and Janine, and before long, we were finishing each other's sentences. Okay, kidding about that, but Dennis came to the house and began to make design miracles out of the little box that was our kitchen. The space is unbelievably different. He found a way to add gorgeous wine bar, more storage space, and a peninsula with enough space to prep and eat. The finishes are beautiful. The colors are perfect. We love our new kitchen. Thanks to the team at Humphreys Design Center. Go to buildwiththeh.com to make your remodeling dream a reality.
Humphreys, the home behind.
Newport's best harbor view, the Port Seafood Grill and Bar at the Ann Street Pier. One of Newport's best dinner deals, Lobster Mania, Thursday through Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Choose from six different lobster dishes for only $17.95 or a 1 1/4 pound lobster dinner for just $19.95. At the same time, bar happy apps with discounted appetizers and raw bar specials served at the bar and lounge area located on the harbor between Christie's Landing and the Ann Street Pier. The Port, hard to find but worth the effort.
Find inspiration for outdoor living comfort at One Stop True Value, Connell Highway, Newport. Right now, get your choice of a Real Comfort Adirondack chair for only $16.99 each, or a Quick Fold portable side table for just $9.99 each. Both feature sturdy resin construction, come in a variety of colors, and are designed for easy transport and storage. Don't miss out on these bargains of the month while supplies last at One Stop True Value.
And welcome back to What's Up Noop Radio Edition. Ryan Belmore and Frank Prosnitz here with you today on this busy Wednesday. It is 71 degrees here in the city by the sea. Earlier today, it was announced that the Newport Grand property has been sold. Carpionato Group of Johnston, Rhode Island, announced it had closed on the purchase of the 23.5-acre Newport Grand property from Twin River. The purchase of the building and property only, the Newport Grand Gaming Facility will move to a new site in Tiverton that is currently under construction later this year.
And I mentioned that we'd be joined by Senator Dawn Oyer. We are going to push her a little bit back because joining us now on the line, Kelly Coates, who's the president and COO of the Carpian Auto Group, joins us here on the line. And good afternoon, Kelly.
Good afternoon.
And welcome and congratulations.
Well, thank you.
And tell us about how this all came together.
Well, you know, the Newport Grand site is truly a signature location that's been begging for a fresh beginning for a long, long time. And we have kept watch on the property, and when it became available, Twin River and Joe Paolino collectively hired a brokerage firm out of Boston, a firm that is experienced in selecting the prospective buyers. They came to us, and we pounced. So it was we're grateful for the vote of confidence by both the Paolino family and by, of course, the Rhode Island institution, Twin River. And we appreciate their vote of confidence and hope to honor that and keep the faith and develop a project that is compelling for the city of Newport and generates taxes and jobs.
When you purchased this, did you have a vision for what it will become?
Yes. We anticipate a mixed-use development with hotel, retail, restaurant, and office elements. By combining uses, it strengthens the whole development. It becomes a lifestyle, not a suburban retail shopping center.
And Kelly, do you have a pretty good idea of what the property would look like? Has there already been draw-ups of what the property would look like?
Yes, we have renderings and different plans, but we've not completed all of our outreach to both our neighbors and then to the other stakeholders, all the elected officials. We've begun meetings in City Hall, and with some neighbors, we've walked the property and their properties. But we need to complete that process, finalize our plans with their input, and then push forward into the permitting phase.
Do you have visions on the Newport Daily News property?
We would love to buy that property. I think it would blend in well with this, but, they've got to select... They've got to select a buyer. So that's up to that family.
You guys have been incredibly busy. You you own a 31 old Benny stores at this point, and you're redeveloping each of those. You run a lot of different properties in Rhode Island. You have the Crown Plaza in Warwick, and that's quite a collection.
Well, thank you. We're proud of the properties, but it's possible because we have over 500 Rhode Island residents that get up every morning and go to work and do their jobs, and so we'll be able to also add in this property, and I think do a good job with it.
And Kelly Coates, President and COO of the Carpian Auto Group, joins us today here on the program. And Kelly, any idea, would it be big box retail, small mom and pop retail? What are we looking at here?
Well, rather than state the format, I think you're looking more at lifestyle retailers. And I think it's a special site. I think
should we picture more like Garden City than Route 2?
Well, we're not proposing a Route 2 type development. I'm glad you asked that question.
And you said that with a lot of conviction.
Yes.
So I think if you look at, more closely to Chapel View than to Route 2, I think you'll see more of what we're talking about.
And are you, when you talk restaurant, you talk this kind of style like a Chapel View or a hotel like a Crown Plaza?
Yes, I think that's accurate. It's very, very difficult to compete with properties that are right on the water, but this site affords water view, and so I think that we will be able to produce an offering that will compete. And we've done our market studies. We're familiar with the market both in July and in January, and we think we can open a successful hotel or two.
Kelly, how much did the plans for the ramps for the Pell Bridge realignment play into this decision?
Well, I think they're a key. I think even more so is what happens with the property that's declared surplus and the other properties that have the potential to be cleaned up. Because, the site is location, location, location is a great location, but some of the neighbors' uses right now are challenging.
Are there other properties besides the Newport Daily News that you would be looking at in the area?
Well, that's typically the case with how we operate. If you look at in North Attleboro, we originally bought a piece of property from the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and then we came back and did two additional purchases from them over the next 15 years. And we bought from the Lutheran Church. We bought a shopping center. We bought a trailer park. We bought a property that was going to be a automobile dealership directly abutting homes. We bought market, that stretch, we now have over 1 million square feet developed, and we started with vacant land.
So can we anticipate that Carpionato will be looking at and maybe buying other properties in the near future? And you also mentioned building a successful hotel or two. So are you looking at more than one hotel in that area?
Potentially co-branding on the same site, yes, two hotels.
And Kelly, the press release stated Carpionato Group anticipates beginning geotechnical work and other engineering site evaluation within the next few weeks. Give us a timeline. A very rough timeline, may I remind everybody. This was just announced today. I'm sure you've been working on it for a while. But, you know, when is this done and all complete?
Well, that's a great question. I think real construction, not demolition, but the real site construction and building construction will begin in spring of 2019, and we'll have openings in spring of 2020.
Okay.
So I think that's the real schedule. And between now and then, we're going to have to be doing a lot of permitting, a lot of outreach.
And plan for the current Newport Grand building is knock it down?
Most likely. It's a
it's a very unique
has done
building.
A phenomenal job. It's unique. I don't think a lot of people rate it as one of their top 10 on the endangered list, but
I don't think you have to worry about that.
So,
it
most likely will be demolished.
Do you feel that the property being a former landfill is any kind of a challenge?
Oh, it's a definite challenge because you have geotechnical concerns. So, you know, very key that, you know, your buildings have the perfect foundation. That's an absolute key. So we just opened two buildings in Cranston on the site of a former landfill, and it worked fine. And it happened. There are geotechnically challenged sites all over, whether it's because of peat or silt or any other ground conditions. In this case, you've got a combination of both peat and trash.
Will you be looking for any kind of tax incentives or help from the city in constructing the property?
Well, I think, we've purchased it, so we're not thinking about the site. This is a project that's happening. And then, of course, with the community, we're looking to work toward, you know, a sustainable development. So we'll be working with the community in a fashion. Our platform is not based on tax credits. That's not typically how we operate. Will we look for a tax treaty as we, you know, invest and create value? I think that's something that we'll be interested in this site, yes.
And I guess I have one more before I let Ryan get back on the line here. One of the things we hear about Newport lacking is convention space. And people saying that with a convention facility, potentially there can be a lot more business. Crown Plaza offers that for Warwick. Are you expecting that to be a similar type of building here?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, and that's the only scenario where we'd keep the existing building up. But we're not sure of the convention demand and the cost to operate the facility. So I agree, meeting room space in Newport, I mean, it's compelling. If you can go to a convention in Dubuque, Iowa, or Newport, Rhode Island, I think Newport's the winner.
Great potatoes in Iowa, though.
Yeah, well, I think they corn.
That's Idaho. I got it wrong.
I think you got corn there.
Well,
I think the real competition is Hartford. So Hartford, Worcester.
Yeah.
You know, those other communities, and I think Newport has so much more to offer for conventions.
Well, not to give you a tip of, give you a little tip here, but Evan Smith at Discover Newport will be your best friend if you can give him some convention space. Every time he's on this radio station, you know, he says his dream is for more convention space to bring in those companies to host their conferences here.
Well, I'll take that as homework, and we'll definitely meet with him.
Here we go. Hey, I was just wondering, Kelly, has Carpignano Group announced what they're doing with Benny's locations?
We have not made any formal announcements yet,
but
they're coming. We received final permits for the first site in Park Avenue, Cranston. And so that's the first one. That'll be the first announcement. That's coming next week.
That's probably the smallest site.
It's one of the smallest, one of the very smallest.
Okay.
And so we have 79 signed letters of intent. We have 4 or 5 signed leases, and we're pushing forward and going to make a lot of new retailers and restaurants happy, and get people back employed and properties improved and enhanced on the tax rolls.
Do you have any Benny's signs hanging around?
You know, oddly enough, we have been asked by so many people. We've been inundated by calls for the old Benny's signs. They're very hot on the Internet, I hear.
I will not confirm or ask you whether you have one at home or not yet. Kelly Coates, President and CEO of Carpignano Group. Any idea of how many people this property might employ during construction process or when it's all said and done?
Okay. Well, when it's complete, Chapel View is more intense in its development, but Chapel View has 1,000 employees.
Wow, that's a great number.
And it is. A special thank you to Alex Anani that employs over 500. And so this site should employ, close to 800. And during the construction phase, you'll have between 300 and 500 people, in construction. And generate a lot of building permit fees for the city, and so it's going to be great for construction jobs. It's going to be great for permanent jobs.
And one last question, Benny's. Do you have any projection on how many people will be employed as a result of your purchase of the Benny's properties?
Yes, when the Benny's transaction is finally completed, and the last stores are completed, I think, a safe number is about 1,500 employees.
All right. And, Kelly, did we miss anything here today that you want to get out about Carpignano Group or about the purchase of this property?
Well, there's lots of opportunity up in Massachusetts and Connecticut, and we are active. We have one street in Massachusetts where we own 1 million square feet. But Mr. Carpignano is born in Rhode Island, and he lives here. In fact, he has a home right in Newport, and he wants to invest in Rhode Island. So born in and committed to Rhode Island, that's Carpignano.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate it. You've been great. The phone line's always open for you. Please call back as you have more news and information to share, especially when we start doing those job fairs or when you need any tenants or anything like that.
Also, Ryan is pretty good with a hammer.
Okay.
There we go. Kelly, thank you so much for joining me, and we will chat with you very soon. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right. And that is Kelly Coates, President and CEO of Carpignano Group. We'll be back here on What's Up Newport Radio Edition after this.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
As baby boomers age, there are so many potential issues and real concerns.
What's the best housing solution for our elderly?
Will we have enough money saved for retirement?
How do we maintain optimal health?
What sort of estate planning should we be doing?
How do we choose the best Medicare plan?
AM 1540 WADK wants to help. On the first and third Friday of each month from noon to 1, experts from a variety of fields gather to discuss all these issues and more relative to anyone 55 or over with aging parents on Elder Affairs. Tune in live to hear this expert advice or go to WADK.com for podcasts of the program under the Elder Affairs tab.
Brought to you by Blenheim Newport, Law Offices of Silva, Thomas, Martland, and Offenberg, Chris Offenberg, Elder Law, Balance at Home, Carol Miller of Reverse Mortgage Funding, and Village House Nursing and Rehabilitation Center.
What we gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
The time has come once again for Mix Nyai 3 to take you back in the day with the third annual Mix Nyai 3 Old School Prom.
Yo, DJ, pump this party!
That's right, we are throwing it back to the good old days and letting you relive your prom on Friday, May 4th at the beautiful Atlantic Resort in Newport.
Sweet!
This year we are going bigger and better with a larger guest list and even more ways to win.
My God, Becky, look at her.
But the only way you'll be able to dance to the greatest throwback tracks all night long is to win your way in. So make sure you listen every weekday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for your 7 daily chances to win tickets to the most exclusive party of the year.
Go, Jake, boy. It's your birthday.
You can also sign up on mix93.com for a daily chance to win your way in to our all-old-school costume party. Another way to register is to go to facebook.com/mix93 and let us know you want to go to the old-school prom. So grab your best old school gear, come dress as your favorite throwback celebrity, or come dress for prom, and meet us at the Atlantic Resort at 240 Aquinic Avenue in Middletown, Friday, May 4th at 7 p.m. for the third annual Mix 99.3 Old School Prom.
The third annual Mix 99.3 Old School Prom takes place Friday, May 4th at the Atlantic Resort Newport, located at 240 Aquidneck Ave in Middletown. And the third annual Mix 99.3 Old School Prom is brought to you by Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses, Riverhead Building Supply, and Whaley's Brewing Company.
And welcome back. What's up, Newport Radio Edition, here on a busy Wednesday, Mr. Prosnitz. Some days we can't fill it. Well, we can always fill it.
Yeah, we can always fill
it. But some days are busier than others, and earlier this morning, Senator Dawn Eyer announced her reelection campaign, and you read about that on whatsupnoop.com. And Senator Eyer joins us on the line now, and good afternoon, Senator Eyer.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, and I appreciate you calling back. We had the opportunity to chat with the Capionato group there, and we appreciate your flexibility with us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Any reaction to the sale of that property, Newport Grand property?
I'm just getting the news, I think, just like everyone else. I mean, we've known it's been a privately owned property. So I unfortunately missed the segment right before mine. So I look forward to hearing what their plans are. And I know that there's a lot of members of the public who are interested in it as well. So I'm following it like anyone else. And if I can be helpful, to either facilitate conversations, I'm always happy to help.
So I just want to make it clear that you just confirmed that you do not listen to What's Up Newport Radio Edition from start to finish every day.
Well, more importantly, what you didn't hear was that they're planning on building a Dawn Eyer campaign headquarters on that property.
Well, that sounds like a plan that I can get behind.
For 2020. So earlier today you announced your, it comes just about a year after your campaign kickoff for last year's special election. And here you go. You decided, you know what? This isn't so bad. I want to do it again. Tell us about your announcement.
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually exactly a year to the day since I had my campaign kickoff at one of our fine establishments on Broadway. And It's, you know, it's been 8 months since I've been sworn in, just about 8 months. On the 5th, it will be 8 months. And it's been a real pleasure and a real joy to, you know, hear about different concerns from constituents and be able to help them navigate the kind of state policymaking process and be their advocate up at the State House. So I really enjoyed that, and I'm looking forward to running again and, you know, hopefully gain the support again of the voters, and so I can continue that work.
And she is Senator Dawn Oyer, and she represents District 13, Newport and Jamestown out there. What are some of the things that have been that you didn't expect since September, or what has been different than what you were expecting it was going to be?
Well, I think one of the things that is interesting to realize is how much work goes into this position that's outside of, you know, the legislative session days. So already I've had 5 constituent meetings. It was a commitment of mine in my campaign to hold public constituent meetings. And I've been very excited to do so because I think it keeps a great connection to the community. But it also is, you know, it's a lot of work on a daily basis to, you know, keep up to date on emails and voicemails. I try to get back to everyone who sends me emails. But, I mean, I get upwards of 100 emails a day in addition to, you know, voicemails and texts. So I think that aspect of, you know, really trying to keep the finger on the pulse and make sure that I'm reading the legislation that's going through, but also all of that constituent services and that work is a large time commitment, but I really enjoy it.
So. Dawn, I hate voicemails. Can we put anything in legislation to get rid of them? They are just the worst.
It is funny. We are of a generation that it's difficult. I don't, I share that. I actually have a service that I use a, service that transcribes my voicemails for me, so I pretend that they're emails and I read them instead of listening.
The last voicemail I left you for you was in a Daffy Duck voice, so you missed out on that one.
I did miss that. Sorry.
a couple of real quick questions, Dawn. First of all, is there anything that you have that's been totally unexpected and has surprised you about being in the legislature?
I would say the wide variety of issues and really hearing, just the wide variety of issues that folks care about. It is fascinating to me that some bills that to me seem very important can slide by without notice, and I'll get absolutely no contact from anybody on them and might have minimal testimony, and then there are other bills that end up getting amplified and that they're on the, you know, front page of the paper, on the headline of the talk radio shows. And so I found that to be really surprising when you see the bulk of legislation that goes through. It's a mystery to me how those decisions are made.
Can I ask you about a couple of pieces of legislation, where they might be at the moment? All the bills that are out there, the Ediagello has certainly been behind, that would make Roe v. Wade the law of the land in Rhode Island. Where are we with that and the prospects of passage?
I know I've been a huge advocate of that bill on the Senate side. Senator Gail Golden has that legislation. I think that there has been a lot of advocacy around that issue. And I can't speak to the House side. I know that it's an issue that we need to continue to convey the urgency, because I think that there are some who don't understand the urgency of this issue. And I think, you know, and from my perspective, I'd like to not wait until, you know, Roe v. Wade falls and women are harmed. Until we take action on that bill. But I think that urgency isn't necessarily shared. So I think that there needs to be more work done on that legislation.
And when you say not shared, I'm assuming you mean in part over on the House side and whether or not the Speaker will allow it to get on the floor of the House?
I mean, I can't speak too much from the House perspective, because being in the Senate, I know that I've shared my concerns with Senate leadership, And so I think in addition to having different perspectives from different aspects of leadership, there's also the, you know, conversations between the chambers. So, and being a freshman, some of those are above my pay grade at this point.
Well, here's one that probably is too. And it really is more on the House side. It seems like things have gotten kind of quiet publicly about the Pawtucket Red Sox. What are you hearing in the conversation?
Yeah, you know, that's definitely also something that I've heard, and I think I actually read it in the paper, about that there were additional conversations that the leadership from the House was having with the team, and I don't know where that stands. I think that there's been, concerns from some folks in the House. You know, they want to make sure, that it's a good bill for the General Assembly. And I think the way that that bill unfolded is that, you know, the Senate really put in a lot of work, a lot of hours in having hearings across the state to kind of really vet the proposal. So I'm curious, I think like everyone else, about what changes the House would be making if they're moving to pass it. But I think I recently read about that in the paper as well.
And Senator Royer, how about some of the things that you've introduced, some of the things that you're proud of that you've passed over the last 8 months or when you've been in session here, or some of the things you're working on before session wraps up, which is when?
It'll typically wrap up around the end of June.
Okay.
And being an election year, I think we're all hopeful that that's the case. So we can get out and work on our campaigns. But, you know, we also have to put in the legwork to make sure that, the legislation, you know, is solid and there's a lot of concerns about the budget. So I think that probably one of the things that I worked on is the first bill that I put in was having the Department of Transportation talk to the Division of Commerce, talk to Rhode Island Commerce in trying to not repeat the debacle that we had with the Broadway construction. And I think it's good to, you know, kind of give constructive feedback and figure out how we can do it better next time. So that bill was the first bill that I put in. And really, it's just so that DOT can, you know, have more public meetings and make sure that we're proactive in our communication efforts instead of reactive when something goes wrong. And I know that the Department of Transportation has actually already, even though the bill has not passed, they've already, they're in support of it, and they've already been looking to hire somebody to fill that position to help with the publication.
I didn't want to interrupt, which I did very well.
That's all right. And one of the other bills I'm working on is a job bill, actually. It's working to expand our renewable energy program. And I think what is really important to understand is, you know, renewable energy is really a potential growth market in the jobs arena. So I think as we're looking to create jobs and year-round jobs that can support families, the renewable energy market needs to be given support so that it can be stabilized and so that it can grow successfully. So I do have a bill in towards that goal. And kind of piggybacking on that also, I recently had a constituent meeting where I asked the director of the Department of Labor and Training to come down and, you know, publicized it broadly about just having a community conversation. And it was great to have the director of Department of Labor and Training be able to kind of talk about the broad range of services and hear back feedback from constituents about who have tried to access different services. And, you know, where some of the challenges might be and how we can make improvements. So I was really proud of that meeting, and there's more work that we need to do to continue those conversations. But I think it was a really great start, and I'm proud of that.
So have you picked a horse in the governor's race and in the lieutenant governor's race?
I am not ready to comment on any other elections except for my own.
Well, I have one for you, Senator Oyer. I didn't, in seeing that it's 2018, you never know what people are running for anymore or as anymore. I can confirm today here on What's Up Noop Radio Edition that you are in fact running as a Democrat, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to throw out what I think is the craziest rumor that I've heard. Yep. I heard this one this morning that the governor is actually considering a run for U.S. Senate against Sheldon Whitehouse.
Oh, well, that would certainly mix up 2018, wouldn't it?
Bad. Well, I thought Matt Brown moving from independent to Democrat did that to begin with. So.
And Senator Oyer announced officially today that she is seeking re-election. And any known people out there, any known competitors out there or people in the race yet, Senator Oyer?
Nothing that I've seen. But, you know, I wanted to make sure that I announced early and that I had the opportunity to convey the work that I've done so far and, you know, hopefully get an early start.
All right. And any upcoming events people should know about, community meetings or things people should be getting in touch with you or following along with you?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I don't have anything on the calendar yet. I am working on putting together an official campaign kickoff. I haven't settled on the exact date, but I want that to be a great opportunity for folks to come together, and I will definitely share the details with you once they're finalized.
All right, excellent. Thank you, Senator Oyer, for joining us today, and congratulations and best of luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you both. Have a great show.
All right. That is Senator Oyer. This is Ryan Belmore. Frank Prosnitz here as well. We'll be back here after this on What's Up Newport Radio Edition.
Party Plus Taylor Rental is now Party Plus True Value Rental. New name, same great service. For receptions, birthdays, graduation, fundraisers, business and corporate events, backyard barbecues, any special gatherings, Party Plus True Value Rental makes it work. They have small and large tents, tables, chairs, linens, and more. Patio and tent heaters, popcorn and cotton candy machines, hot dog makers. For added fun, rent the bounce house. When it's party time, it's time for Party Plus True Value Rental. 1139 Aquatic Avenue, Middletown. 846-6100.
The staff of Memorial Funeral Homes reminds us that even though we all experience grief and death at some point, we all tend to avoid the topic. This is Kurt Edenbeck at Memorial Funeral Home. So what is grief? Grief is the normal and natural reaction to an emotional loss of any kind. That loss may be due to a death, a change in a relationship, or even the loss of faith or community. We experience grief whenever a familiar pattern of behavior is interrupted, ended, or changed. Despite common thoughts, we have learned there are no stages of grief. Grief is as individual and unique as you are. Grief is also not a pathological illness. It is normal and natural. Sometimes, however, grief can be overwhelming, and we wonder if we can handle it. Community Connections is a free program of Memorial Funeral Homes. Together, we are providing the Grief Recovery Method, a support program that can help with your grief or loss. For more information about our support groups, workshops, and other programs, look on our new website, communityconnectionsri.com, or call 846-0698.
The arrival of springtime means it's time to start thinking about venturing outside. And when it's springtime, no place shows it better than Ben's Furniture. While you were inside, staying nice and warm, a lot's been going on at 166 Thame Street. New sofas, new styles, new fabrics. In fact, right now, sofas start as low as $599. For a solution to company that might be on the way, check out Ben's extensive selection of sleep sofas and futons. When you're ready to change the look of things at home, add a little splash of color from Ben's great collection of area rugs and cottage, coastal, and whimsical designs. Discover Ben's unique array of gift and accessory items, perfect accents for any room. And for those not quite ready to face the new season and want to crawl back into bed, Ben's has new mattresses for that important good night's sleep, and they're all on sale. So get out, get moving, and get into Ben's. 166 Thame Street, downtown Newport. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Wednesday, till 6 Thursday through Saturday, noon to 5 Sundays. Celebrating 76 years in Newport.
And welcome back to What's Up Newport Radio Edition. Let me pay some bills right here. Newport's best harbor view, the Port Seafood Grill and Bar at the N Street Pier. One of Newport's best dinner deals. Lobster Mania returns Thursday through Sunday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. You can choose from six different lobster dishes for only $17.95 or 1 1/4-pound lobster dinner for just $19.95. At the same time, bar happy apps with discounted appetizers and raw bar specials served at the bar and lounge area. Located on the harbor between Christie's Landing and the Entry Pier, the port, hard to find but worth the effort. The Volvo Ocean Race Newport stopover race village opens in 6 days, 1 hour, 9 minutes, and 10 seconds. And we quickly look at the leaderboard here on this Wednesday. In first place, we have Team Brunel, which is approximately 2,227 nautical miles from Newport. Second place, Dongfeng Race Team. Third is Turn Out the Tide on Plastic. Fourth is Vestas 11th Hour Racing, which is approximately 49.2 nautical miles from the leader. Fifth is Mapfrey. Sixth is Team ExoNoble. And seventh is Team Scallywag, which is about 216 nautical miles from the leader. Boats will be here next week. We will be out there at Fort Adams. We hope you join us. We'll be broadcasting almost every single day of the 2018 Volvo Ocean Race Newport Stopover. Hope you tune in here to Talk of the Town, the open forum, as well as What's Up Noop Radio Edition. Since 2014, Whalers Brewing Company has been changing the Rhode Island craft beer experience. Their flagship American Pale Ale, Rise, was recently voted best pale ale in the country at the World Beer Awards. Look for Rise in package stores and on tap at over 500 bars and restaurants across Rhode Island and Massachusetts. This crisp, refreshing, dry hop pale ale features bright citrus aromas and subtle hop spice. Tomorrow is May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Wave of Winter, movie premiere and contest at Whalers Brewing Company at 1174 Kingstown Road in South Kingstown, Rhode Island. And they'll be hosting live music by the Z-Boys. Start at 7 p.m. Free beer and food to the first 50 people. Special guest judge, pro surfer Corey Lopez. Whalers, enjoy good company, drink great beer. Wacky Wednesday with Frank Prosnitz here on a What's Up Noop Radio Edition.
So here's something wacky.
Go ahead. All right, talk for a while.
Yeah, this is out of the Washington Post.
Okay.
In 1984, George Orwell spoke of the government's ability to degrade the truth. The past was alterable. The past never had been altered, he wrote. Tuesday afternoon, Vice President Pence yet again disgraced the White House by saying he was honored to be joined by former Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff Jeff Joe Arpaio, because Arpaio is a champion of the rule of law. As in Orwell's dystopia, it wasn't just misleading and it wasn't just a lie. It was a complete inversion of the truth, turning reality upside down. In late July 2017, Arpaio was found guilty of criminal contempt.
What does that have to do for the price of potatoes? You lost me.
Those kinds of things jump out at me.
Okay. We're talking about Newport Grand. We're talking about Dawn Oyer.
We're also talking about, you know, honesty and all this stuff.
Okay.
So, but, there's a lot of good stuff today. A lot of interesting stuff today.
Yeah, there was a lot of interesting stuff. We have a few minutes here where we can break it down. This podcast will be shared on whatsupnoop.com as well as w80k.com in just a short while here. And we started off the show in... I don't think we will hear from him, but we were also expected to hear from Giovanni Ferrosi today. But he mentioned if he had his stuff settled, he would give us a call. We started with Kelly from the Carpiato Group and heard about some of the things happening out there, his plans, the company's plans for the Newport Grand property. What do you take away from that conversation there, Mr. Prosnitz?
I thought from Newport Grand, I thought there were some really fascinating things we pulled out of that. First of all, we learned this is going to be an upscale property, much like Chapel Hill.
He said that several times.
In Cranston. And if you have not been there, it is upscale, an upscale restaurant, at least.
And he made it sound like it will not just be a strip mall like Route 2, which I had said.
Absolutely not. I thought he was.
He was most passionate about that.
Right. He said this is going to be, the retailers would be lifestyle retailers. What I took from that is you're probably looking upscale, for sure. The early reports, you couldn't even pin down one hotel. We finished off with two hotels.
Then there was no inclusion of a hotel in the press release. No. Two hotels with a possibility of a convention center.
And everything you knew up until our conversation, it was a Newport Grand property. We asked them about the Newport Daily News property. They'd be very much interested in that.
That property's listed for $5 million right now for about 5 acres and the building.
And other properties around. So to quote my Santa grandmother, this ain't done yet. There's more to come.
He made it clear that he has that the consideration of where the ramps are going with the Newport Pell Bridge ramp realignments, that they've looked at what property will become available during and after that, and that's certainly on their mind. He told us to look at Attleboro, where they own almost a million square feet on one road. So, this is a very small portion of what they're looking to do.
Other things that I thought that were really important, they expect the property, just that Newport Grand property, when it is up and running to employ close to 800 people. During the construction phase, 300 to 500 people. He gave us a time frame that they would hope to break ground in the spring of 2019, and they would hope to open the property in the spring of 2020. So, lots of things. And also what he mentioned, which I think we certainly figured, is that they're in conversations with the town and with nearby property owners.
Pretty fascinating stuff going on out there.
I thought he was, you mentioned a thing before about the Apio thing. This was the exact opposite. This guy was absolutely, he did not hide from a question. He gave us, I can tell by your face.
I was surprised he answered some of them.
I was shocked that we got those. We didn't get any kind of a dance. We got this guy. This is our plan. And when he talked about Carpi, I love this quote about Carpionato. It is born in and committed to Rhode Island. And so this is great. And he said there was no question. This is a project that's happening.
And in case you missed Frank's show before us, Mr. Carpionato owns property on Bellevue Avenue.
Right.
I don't know where his official residence is, but he certainly has some stake as a resident in this town as well.
It looks like Anglesey, Anglesea Mansion. It's across from the Breakers, a 19th century Gothic revival.
Ooh, my favorite kind of revival.
I think he should invite the WADK and What's Up New staff to look at it from afar.
And one of the other big things that we confirmed there is something's coming down with Benny's very close, very soon. That's going to employ many people.
He said about 1,500 is the number that I think he used, and he said the first one that's going to actually that they're going to move on, I guess, is going to be the one on Park Avenue
in Cranston.
And that's a very small property. There is no many of these have big parking lots next to it. This has almost like a driveway, so it can't be anything.
He mentioned there's hundreds of contracts to go through, so it looks like they're breaking up some of the properties.
This is amazing when you think about. Here's this company. They just bought 31 Benny stores, but now buys this piece of property.
For cheap.
Yeah,
$10.5 million is not a lot of money for...
This is an incredible undertakings. They own 6 million square feet of property, approximately $1.5 billion in assets, I think is the number. I would say that... This is a company that's got its footprint all over Rhode Island. This will be a very interesting project to follow.
And if you missed our conversation with the Carpionato Group or with Dawn Oyer, you can catch the podcast available in about 10 minutes on WADK.com. We will have a story as well as a podcast available on whatsupnew.com after. And that's going to do it for us today,
okay.
Mr. Prosnitz.
Very good. Just one quick thing. Tomorrow we continue our Bridge to the Future with a great interview of a first-time immigrant to Rhode Island.
Excellent. We'll do that tomorrow here on WADK.
This is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport, online at WADK.com. WADK.
Looking to grow your business or expand your network? If so, the Southern Rhode Island Chamber of Commerce is the place for you. We are a member-based organization whose purpose is to grow businesses within our community. Located in Wakefield, Rhode Island, we offer a range of services such as continuing education, networking opportunities, state and local advocacy, referrals, and so much more.